Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is totally gnarly. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was all the way from Gloversville, New York. We have accused them of being an Albany band, but they are in fact from the Albany area. And with a little bit more research, I discover they are from Gloversville, New York, Tony.
Right, okay.
And I found that out via their Reverb Nation page, which is...
ReverbNation.com/totallygnarly.
It's as easy as that, and I like the way you say totally gnarly.
Totally.
You and your voices. Yeah, we played one or two other tracks by them, and thank you very much to Totally Gnarly for sending us their stuff, because they were really pleased when we played them, and I'm really pleased we did.
Excellent.
So, if you're a punk band, or indeed any sort of alternative music band, the like of which we play on this show, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your MP3, and we'll play it.
We will.
Oh, yeah. We'll play this rubbish.
This is true.
Although we don't turn down very much, to be fair. Most of the stuff we get is good.
If it's punk, yeah, it's generally going to get played.
And if I have got a joke or poem for you this week, Tony, I haven't actually seen it.
Right.
So I don't think I've been sent anything. So again, if you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, or poetry corner if it's a poem.
Okay.
All right. That sounds all right, doesn't it?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, and we're going to talk about the number 5 this week, Tony.
Are we?
Because I've been telling a few people about our 555th show.
On the 5th of the 5th.
Which is going to be broadcast on the 5th of May, the 5th of the 5th.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that we didn't discuss, which was the show length. And we've been running in at approximately an hour, and I think it should be 55 minutes and 55 seconds.
Right. That's doable.
It is doable.
With a bit of clever editing.
We can edit to that, can't we?
I certainly could.
It'll take some classic editing from you, of course. I realise that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun for you. Right then, let's play something that's fun for me, shall we?
Okay.
Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, my friend, have got a new album out, and it's unbelievably good.
Okay.
Unbelievably good. And I was over the moon to receive it, and receive it I did. And it appears to be out on Dirty Water Records, I think, which is why I got it so completely and brilliantly. And I've been listening to it quite a lot. And there's a lot of the songs on it that I want to play, but I know are maybe not perfect for this show. But this song is, Tony, and we're going to be playing a few. There's loads I like on this. It's really, really good. You can tell when I get excited about something, can't you?
Yeah.
I just absolutely love Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. Now, we do like to tell you where bands are from. They are Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. I'm going to call them a London band, but I know the lead singer, Sir Paul Diddley, is an Oxford United fan. So I think he is from Oxfordshire, but I suspect that they are technically a London band.
Right.
So we're calling them a London band.
Okay.
However, what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HipboneSlim and the Knee Tremblers?
Well, sort of, yeah. It's Facebook.com/HipboneSlim and the Knee Tremblers fan site. So you're not getting it. It's probably the Instep 2 Tony Neil. But I think it is them controlling it.
Okay.
I think it is their page. I don't think it's just something run by someone else. But they have put down fan site on it. So Paulie Beat and Internet 2, but Tony, type in Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. You don't really go anywhere other than places you'll find their music.
Mm, true.
Yeah. And find some you can now. This is Indestructible Love. Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I told you that's good. I just really like them. I really like Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. It's official.
Excellent.
Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Right, well, let's get that blooming barn up and running then, or whatever.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Right, so what you got for us, Tone?
I've got some comments. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Give us a like, give us a listen, give us a subscribe, give us a follow, whatever you do on Facebook, just get in touch. So I've got a couple this week. So first up, Fred's been in touch. Fred Johnson.
Hello, Fred.
And in response to a couple of weeks ago now, I think, yes, Paul, the original Source Mint is something to experience. It feels great. And I'd really appreciate it if you could bring me some more next time you're going to Sweden. By the way, Lilith and the Night just released a music video. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fred.
Tony, I've already seen it.
Oh, okay.
I bet our Fred's watched it a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like Loser Sauce Mint gives him tingly feelings?
Well, I believe you were more specific about it, Tony.
Makes your balls tingle.
Yes, that exactly. You see, you throw these things out of left field. I'm not talking about your testicle. And you throw me, Tony. I actually have been buying up some interesting regions. Oh, right, I've got them on the stairs. Hang on, talk amongst yourself a minute. Start the next comment or something.
There's a quick comment from John Kachnowski, or John Kachnowski. And he says, good stuff, thanks. That is in response to us playing him. I think a couple of times, actually, the past couple of weeks. Thanks, John, for getting in touch.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure, never a chore. Feel free to send us your music anytime.
And I'm back, and he's great. And I just want to say to Fred, listen, Fred, I think it's time for you to broaden your horizons in the shower.
Okay.
We've helped him broaden his musical horizons.
Mm.
And now it's time for his ablution horizons to be broadened. And Tony, today, for but £1, less than that in Aldi, I think. No, it wasn't. It was in Wilkinson's, Tony. I go to all the posh shops.
Great shop.
In Wilko's today, I bought for less than £1 each. I believe they were 95p each. 250ml. Shower gels of original source in the following flavours. I've got lemons and tea tree.
Ooh.
Vanilla and raspberry, and coconut and shea butter.
Oh, the coconut one is nice.
Well, I have bought one before, but I haven't opened it, so I've now got two on the shelf by my shower.
Mm.
I am loaded up. I can have a different flavour shower from Monday to Friday at present.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it is, except that I don't have that many showers.
Right, okay.
So I'm not a very clean bloke. But yeah, I just thought I'd get those off the stairs.
Excellent.
So yes, Fred, I'll try and bring some tester pots or... yeah, so you can have a sort of one shower each deal.
Nice.
Because I think he gets through a lot because he's got, you know, he's got that long silky hair.
He does seem to go through it.
Yeah, he has got long silky hair.
Feels great, so what can you say?
Yeah.
One final comment.
Right.
Anne Kate's been in touch.
Hello, Anne.
Hello, Anne. And she said...
Is she my favourite Carolinan?
I don't know, is she?
Yes.
There you go, then. She says, I'm sorry to say that the Naked Scientists have you beat for Pong... podcast longevity. They go back at least into early 2005, and I think probably even earlier than that. I did reply, say, looks like they're a radio show who released it as a podcast. Can't find a start date for the podcast. First review, December 2005. We may have to hold on to the longest running independent podcast in the universe. I had a look at it. I cannot find a start date for them. They did start in 2005. We're on the BBC, and the BBC obviously started podcasting, at least probably just before we did.
No,
it was around the time though, wasn't it? I can remember when we started, the radio stations were jumping on.
We had started podcasting before the BBC had started doing podcasts.
Right, okay. So we may still have beat them.
December 2015.
Well, no, December 2005 was their first review.
Oh, 2005,
so
yeah.
We started... and July 2005, so it's close.
Well, we started 5 months before them.
No, well, that's when their first review was. It doesn't mean that's when they actually started.
Okay. But they were a BBC thing, so the first time, so they'd have got interest straight away, wouldn't they?
You'd have thought
I'm
so.
I'm going
yeah.
right off, Anke. But don't forget as well, Tony,
that
when I originally said this, I said we were, I think, or are. Should be in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the longest running independent music podcast while widely ignored by the general public.
You're definitely right with that.
That's our record, the longest running independent music podcast. I think we're also the longest running independent podcast, And that would suggest that because they are via the BBC.
Yeah, that's what I think we are. We're definitely the independent music podcast.
So the longest running independent music band. I've got Anne. Right, who is my least favourite Carolinian, Tony?
Is it Anne Kay?
She shouldn't be doing this sort of research. She should be saying, yes, boys, you're right.
We did ask.
If you think you can stop us from being world record holders, why not get in touch with Tony via Facebook?
There you go.
Thank you very much for your research, MK. This is all grist to our mill.
I think we've
been going longer than them because I don't remember any BBC stuff that was already out when we started.
No.
I think it came later.
Yeah, it probably wasn't far off.
It doesn't matter, Tony, about far off. Right? If you had a race with Usain Bolt, right, over 100 metres, right, you wouldn't be far off him. He'd have finished a couple of seconds ahead of you. But he would definitely be the world record holder and you would not be.
This is true.
If someone started 15 minutes after we started, would they be the record holders? No, sir, we would be.
You can't argue with that.
You can't argue with me. Why have you never learned that? Anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Even when it makes me angry.
Don't be angry.
With our own listeners.
Have some lemon and tea tree visual sauce.
I might just
soothing.
I might have a spoonful of the coconut one. Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
Brilliant. And let's welcome in our European friends at this point, Tony. So, and to be more specific, our Central European friends. Or Central and Southern European friends. Because what we're going to do now is we're going to play some punk rock from Italy and then some garage punk from Switzerland. That's the plan, all right?
Okay.
First up, Radio Voodoo, Tony. We do like a bit of Radio Voodoo. They've got a new album out, which they very kindly, old school, posted to us. I love that. I do. Now it's easier to get MP3s, but when I do get a CD through the post, it is nice. And that's what they did.
Brilliant.
You there?
I am there.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. You're just enthralled by my talking.
I'm listening to you, yeah.
No, well, that's nice, but unsettling. Okay. So, we're playing another track now, and this is the third or fourth one we've played. After we've played this, listen out for a track from The Monsters, who've got a new best of out via Voodoo Rhythm Records.
Okay.
And we're loving The Monsters, Tone. We're loving The Monsters. First up, what is Radio Voodoo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Radio Voodoo.
Facebook.com/Radio Voodoo.Milano, and Voodoo is VUDU. And it's Pulling the Internet 3, Tony Neal, and this is I Miei Colori.
Slim rosso. for that cream. When I talk to myself in a rock and roll grave, yeah, popping all night long. I stop thinking when I hear it open, open the grave. Flip bombs into my bones, my baby said to me, hey, yeah, rock, rock around the tombstone. Rock, rock around the tombstone. Rock, rock around the tombstone tonight. I meet these guys from the other graves. One was the honest with the slapping bass. From outer space, we had a good time around my grave. I got a hole in my hand and it stinks. When I talk to myself in a rock and roll grave, yeah, popping all night long. I stop thinking when I hear the noise, open a grave like who's in.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Monsters and a track called Rock Around the World. I think I'm pretty pleased about that.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. What is The Monsters' website?
TheMonstersBand.com.
TheMonsters.ch.
Oh, right, okay. Sweden.
It's a Swiss thing, Tony.
Swiss, not Sweden. Switzerland.
Swiss, yeah.
Sorry, I thought you said Sweden. I am wrong. You're right.
Oh, no. I'll have to check. We'll have to check now whether I accuse him of being somewhere else. But I don't think I would have said Sweden. I think I would have said Switzerland.
Okay.
But anyway, it's probably the internet for Tony Neil.
Fair enough.
Oh, no, it's not. It's 3-1 because you got Totally Gnarly right.
Did I?
Yeah, Reverb Nation, Totally Gnarly. You got it.
Oh, excellent. I'm doing better than I thought.
Sorry, Tony. I've got that wrong as well. Oh, no.
That's all right.
I might have to stop doing it.
Right. We had a good run.
Yeah. It was as soon as we found out that we might not have been the best, we just started crying. That's The Monsters. They are brilliant. They were formed long, long time, about 1986, I think. Long, long time ago. And they're a kind of mixture of rockabilly and garage punk, as you just got. And their new... this best of is absolutely brilliant, and you have to check them out via themonsters.ch. And hello to Reverend Beatman, who is in The Monsters.
Ah, okay, excellent.
Yeah. Now then, so did you do anything last week?
No, not really. No, we're doing the floor still, and yeah, just work. That's been, it's been like it's that kind of time at the minute. No, what have you been up to?
Oh, I did fabulous stand-up comedy shows in Hitchin and Oslo.
Oh, excellent.
With loads and loads of new acts in England and loads of Norwegian acts performing in English in Oslo, and it was brilliant, and I had a fantastic time, and both shows were absolutely packed, and that's the first time I've ever had both shows full.
Oh, right, excellent.
One of them's normally full, but I've never, in the time I've been doing them together, I've never had both shows full. And this was the first time, and it was a brilliant weekend. Absolutely fantastic. And as you can tell from my voice, I may have enjoyed it a little bit too much.
Yeah.
These things happen. Yeah, yeah. So, that's all that I'm going to do in this bit, because we talked for ages before, and I want to get on with the next song. That's all right, isn't it? That's unless fine, you yeah. want to quickly talk about... did you get a leaflet through the post from the government, Tony?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And did you have a look at it?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. And did you think it was maybe a little one-sided?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Now, I know, I appreciate that Punky Radio is a global podcast, and I can't help but, particularly with a with the right-wing conservative government we have, who seem to be full of vested interest and offshore accounts, that I've never really believed a word they said anyway.
No.
But of late, I believe them less and less with every week that goes by. So I'm sorry, European Union, but when the government believes that the British people should be voting to remain in the European Union, and that's the best decision for the UK, I would argue that's going to make pretty much half the country say, well, fuck that then. If the Tories think it's a good idea, it's awful, right?
That is true.
And they also said that they argued that these leaflets were not something that we should think was a waste of money, because they were only costing 34p per household. Right? Now, Tony, I don't know whether you've ever had to produce any paper literature.
No.
But 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But a nine-page, double-sided, gloss A5 flyer will cost a lot more than 34p to produce.
But they've probably got a mass discount. They've pinned quite a few of them. But it is very nice and luxurious paper.
It's very nice.
It feels very nice against the skin.
And it's got lots of information on it that I'm not going to read out here.
Well, no, because we're not a propaganda podcast.
Well, not at all, but vote no. No. So yes... we're only going to talk about the leaflet briefly then. For those of you in the rest of the world, there's been uproar in this country about our government this week for the things they do. But the kind of uproar we have is not the kind of uproar that happens when revolutions occur in other parts of the world, when despotic leaders go about butchering their own people.
No.
We get really, really upset when a bloke hides a bank account or does a leaflet.
And both in the same week.
Yeah, the same week. I'm amazed we haven't burned the place down.
Me too.
So anyway, if that's as hard as our lives get, I suppose we should be pretty thankful, really.
Yeah.
Alright, let's play a very, very political band now, Tony, from Birmingham, the Nerks.
Okay.
Well known for their politics.
Right.
Featuring former member of our band and former member... Right, name the other bands he was in, Tony.
Riot Squad. Diver.
Diver, that's the band I was trying to think of. Yeah, Riot Squad, yeah. Diver.
And that was it, I think.
Now the Nerks. They're great fun, the Nerks, and we haven't played anything by them for a couple of years, have we?
No.
So we're going to put that right now in From the Vaults, a traditional From the Vaults, a punk rock traditional From the Vaults, and I am trying very hard this week not to feature anything that... Matty from the Bleach Boys is in, because I think we've had an entire month of listening to him every week in some capacity or other, so we're having a week off from Matty,
right?
And to make up for it, we're going to have a week on with Luke. That sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? This is from the album Greatest Hits Volume 1.
Nice.
What is the Nerks Bandcamp page?
Nerks.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B Internet 3, and now this is a far closer race, I'm pleased to say, after me basically trying to cheat in the first half.
Right.
But I fell on my own sword. I realised my mistake and I apologised.
Okay.
Which is what all good despotic leaders should do.
Fair enough.
1, 2, 3, boff!
That's a pretty good trick, Doc. but can you do this?
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Was the Nerks. 1, 2, 3, Boff.
Very nice.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. What a few things from various people. Yes, if you do have a gig, we're not really doing venues every week now because they do tend to close on us.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we tend to stab the live music scene in your area in the heart by mentioning it.
Yeah, so we're not going to risk it.
But so here's three or four more venues that probably won't be there by the end of the week.
If you do have a gig, email me tony@punkyradio.com. Just give me the details of the gig, and we'll feature it if it's appropriate. I.e., if it's not Bieber, we might feature it. Crash Induction have been in touch.
Lovely now.
They have. He says, hi, Tony. Thanks for your tireless work co-producing the world's longest running weekly independent music podcast. See,
that's
he's
more
right.
Like it.
He's right. We are playing the Wheat Chief in Leighton Buzzard on Friday the 15th of April. So that's this Friday. It's free entry. So the money you save getting in, you can spend at the bar or on purchasing a copy of our debut EP, which we will be shamelessly plugging throughout the night, as well as playing a set packed with party punk classics. Alternatively, stingy types can stand at the bar drinking tap water and download a copy of the EP for free from crashinduction.bandcamp.com. So if you are in Leighton Buzzard, do check that out.
Didn't you call it Leighton Buzzard on
Leighton,
purpose,
Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard.
Bard.
Whittler.
And Sussex Saints also been in touch.
Hold on, Tony. Leighton Buzzard is also, of course, the home of Catchy Goo Goo.
Is it?
Yes.
Catchy Goo Goo? Been a long day.
And I think Bob Monkhouse lived there towards the end of his life.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you didn't go Bob
Monkhouse?
I was hoping for the triple whammy. It did eventually come.
I've been up since 6. Anyway, yeah, Sussex Saints be in touch.
Yes, but first of all, thank you very much, Crash Induction, and we're going to play.
Oh, brilliant, yes. Yeah. So he says, Sussex Saints says...
Hello, Sussex Saints.
Hello, Sussex Saints. He says, a potential gig for punky listeners, described as post-punk fucked upness.
Yeah, I like it already.
Yeah, Plague Vendor. And they're playing the Green Door store in Brighton, which we don't mention. But hey, it's near the railway station, apparently.
Hold on, why don't we mention it?
You told me not to.
Oh, right.
We've tried featuring a couple of times. It's just too complicated. But anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Green Door store in Brighton, Plague Vendor. Saturday night, 16th of April, 7 p.m., £6 on the door.
Right.
That's it. That's it for gigs.
Well, in that case, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Interesting, varied.
Leighton Buzzard.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, Paul.
Let's play two more songs in a row, shall we, before this gets any more homo rock.
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band called Les Suzades, who are from France, believe it or not, Tony. First of all, a band from Manchester that we've played before. We played a song called Kevin a few weeks ago by a band called Cabbage that I really like. They're like a sort of... They're like what happens when these young people go and listen to old music and say, do you know what, that's really cool, let's do it again and maybe even do it a bit better. And they're kind of a sort of indie, sort of punk, sort of Happy Mondays-ish, really young band that are probably going for it in a quite catchy styly.
Nice.
Yeah, and they're called Cabbage, and that's really funny. I like it.
Cool.
So what is Cabbage's Bandcamp page?
Cabbage.bandcamp.com.
No, it's now, I'm going to say it's ahcabbage or rcabbage.bandcamp.com. And I just think it's rcabbage.
Oh, rcabbage.
Oh, bandcamp.com. So it's probably the ending set for Tony 2. As I say, stay tuned for Les Suzades, but first up, Austerity. You're listening to DeToro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I feel like I've already said Les Suzards quite a lot, but that was Les Suzards. Do you think they know anyone in Leighton Buzzard?
They must do. It's world famous.
Would you say Buzzard? It again? Yeah, say it again properly. Say the whole, say Leighton and then say Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard.
No, say it when I'm not talking at the same time.
Leighton Buzzard.
Well, that was a bit camp after the...
Do you reckon?
Yeah, there wasn't as much feeling in it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have another chance before the end of the show. Anyway, that was a track called Business Kids. Les Suzard. All the way from Bordeaux, Tony. That track was called Business Kids. What is their Bandcamp page?
LesSuzards.bandcamp.com?
No, this is curious. It's okay. TheSuzards.bandcamp.com, although they are called Les Suzards. So what's that all about? Are they just pandering to the English language? I doubt it. I doubt a French band would ever do that.
That's very strange.
It's very strange. It's very strange indeed. But it nevertheless works. Because obviously in the translation they are called the Suzard.
Hmm.
You would be saying the Suzard in French, but Les Suzards is a bit like Les Suzard, who could be a bloke. But isn't. In exactly the same way that Biggleswade in Bedfordshire is known to many of the locals as Big Les Wade, right? and they just make up that it's named after a massive bloke that used to live in a village. Anyway, let's move on. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I think I might go and try and watch that new Batman film thing.
Batman v Superman?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Pantsorama.
I've heard it's pants, but a lot of people say it was good. But all the critics said it was shit. But I like Batman. I don't know. I've been trying to think about a couple of weeks. It's been out a couple of weeks and I thought, well, it's a bit quiet tomorrow. I think I might go and watch it.
See, I always thought Superman was rubbish.
Don't like Superman.
I've never been into Superman at all.
Well, I do like Batman.
Batman versus Superman did have potential, but if it was called Batman beats Superman, I'd prefer it. If I could see Superman just take a total pacing off Batman and that'd be the end of the film, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, it might be. I doubt it, though.
In fact, if there was just a short film called Batman just boots Superman in the shin... I'm going to watch that. Batman pokes Superman in the eye when he's not looking. You know, something like that. Something really. Batman gives Superman a Chinese burn and runs off.
Batman gives Superman a wedgie.
Batman gives Superman a wedgie is a film that we would all queue up to watch.
I don't know. I might go. I think that, no. I'm going to go and watch it. I'm going to go see it. And see if he does indeed give him a wedgie. Although I think the new Superman doesn't have his pants on the outside anymore, so he's going to struggle.
He what?
Yeah, he's pantless now.
Superman is pantless? Yeah. Why doesn't he have his pants on the outside anymore?
Don't know.
Because they've gone all cool and dark.
It was definitely cool and dark.
Not his pants. You don't want that, do you? Well, I'm afraid we have to get rid of Superman's pants. They've gone a bit dark.
Yeah.
There was some super cack in there.
It's some original sauce on that. Superman's tingly balls. Yeah, don't know. So, we'll see. So, it might be Tony's movie next week, and it might be quite short.
I hope it is. Because that's almost as good a song as Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard? As catchphrases go, it's not the best, is it?
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It should not be unconsidered, Tony, as something you should repeat in that sort of mild quirkiness way.
I say chuck 'em a cornflakes quite a lot as well, mate.
You do say chuck 'em a cornflakes.
But I realise no one else listens to the show, so I'm just cackling to myself.
Yeah, I know, but you make me laugh with it, and you also say I'm taking it, which I like as well.
I say that in. That was just the Kirk being me. I'm taking it.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, I'm taking it. I'm having it.
Anyway, the point is, I'm not doing anything this week, so on earth I've got the nerves to have a go at you for it? I just don't know. I had such a big week last week, it's going to take me all week to recover and get my voice back. So let's play another song, shall we?
Okay.
A band we haven't played before, Tony, and the only band this week that I didn't do enough research to find out where they were from.
Right.
So I'm going to say that they are from the land of blues.
Ooh.
Blues land.
Okay.
Or sort of punky blues land, or sort of swampy punky blues land, or sort of this is music you hear in good films. How about that?
Okay.
What are you about to hear? So all the way from good films, a band called Daddy Long Legs, Tony.
Hmm.
I'm loving the Daddy Long Legs. I think they might be an English band, but I also think I might be completely wrong about that.
Okay.
I'm just not backing myself this week.
No.
What is Daddy Long Legs' website? Sorry, like more of a clue. What is their WordPress page?
DaddyLongLegs.wordpress.org?
No, officialdaddylonglegs.com/WordPress. What's that all about?
Oh, they've set up as a virtual directory, haven't they?
Have they?
Oh.
I don't even know what that is. They've set up as a virtual directory. Who have, the band or the WordPress?
Oh, they haven't. They need to set up in the root, not in a subdirectory of it. That's just silly.
Oh, Tony.
Oh.
They might be from the land of blues, but they're certainly not from the land of tedious technical, Tony, are they? No, but that's great. So they've done something wrong to get that website, have they?
Yeah, they've installed WordPress in the subfolder rather than the root.
Right.
Or it's a website and they've also got a WordPress within it.
Let's play it while we still have listeners. This is The Stranger Rides Tonight.
Yeah!
listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Daddy Longlegs and The Stranger Rides Tonight. And I'm sorry, Daddy Longlegs, if I undersold that a little bit at the start. What I meant to say was give it a right old big build-up and say I absolutely love this track. It's really, really cool. And I think it's brilliant. And it'll be from great films and all that. And we just started being a pair of technical bell ends, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Tony?
Yes?
Will you say Leighton Buzzard again?
Leighton Buzzard?
That's more like it. That was a bit more positive. Right then, so have you got a twat?
No.
Get out of my face.
I know.
What are you going to do instead, Tony?
Well, I'm going to remind people about twats. One moment. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Do email me now. So in lack of twatness, I do want to take a moment to talk about iTunes.
Okay then, what's been going on there then?
Well, in I think because we've been looking at if we're not the longest running podcast, etc., it kind of drew me down into the rabbit hole of looking at iTunes. And I do realise that there are other iTunes style sites around. One of them is Stitcher.
Right.
Stitcher.com, which we are on, but we are not on up to date. We got up to 2011, which I think is tied into us being on BT Pod Show back in the day.
That would make sense.
So it's just got me thinking that there are probably quite a few other sites that I am not aware of. So if you don't listen on iTunes or your iPhone, can you email me how you listen to the show? Which application and or which site or you use or whatever. If it's not Stitcher or iTunes, let me know, because I want to make sure everything's up to date.
Right, because I know that we're on loads of podcatchers, aren't we? But it's just whether, as you say, whether they're getting the right stuff through or not, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I have emailed Stitcher today to try and get that up to date, but it just got me thinking there are probably quite a few of them, and I don't want us not to be on the show, because, you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't be. But I know the feed has been changing a few times due to Mevio and BT Pod Show. So if you do listen to the show through anything but iTunes, because that is covered, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just tell me how you do it. And I will look at all of those and make sure they're up to date.
Well, I'm sure there'll be emails to look forward to.
Well, I just want to make sure people can listen.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're so public-spirited.
I am quite techie as well. I do enjoy a good podcatcher.
Oh, you do?
Well, yeah.
Right. So is that it? Are you talking about anything else here? Or is that that?
That's pretty much it, really. On a side note, I did find the iTunes feed for customer reviews, and we've got quite a few from Canada that we've never read out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think you should do a Canadian special, Tony.
I can do that. Next week, maybe?
Yeah, just think, if you thought about it, you could have done it this week.
Well, no, I wanted to make sure we could do that
right,
first.
Yeah. We've got all right, well, if you don't mind, would you do a Canadian iTunes thing with me, Rob, then?
Yeah, sure.
Unless they're all rubbish, unless the reviews are of a one star.
You want to read what now or next week?
No, do it next week, man.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I really want to get into Socks for Cocks. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Ah, okay. Yes, I'll do it next week.
Yeah, so Socks for Cocks, Tony.
Okay.
Are a fantastic, fun, punk band from Podolsk, Russia.
Wow.
And they sent me a really nice email saying, look, we'd really like to be on your show. How do we go about it? I went and sent some stuff, and they did, and we're playing it, and here goes. And I'm excited, because this is the kind of punk rock I'm not that familiar with, Tony.
Oh, okay.
It's great. It's really, really good fun. We've only got a sort of EP from them with a few tracks on it, but you will be able to find out more via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/socksforcocks.
No, I imagine that's quite a popular one.
Ah. Okay.
facebook.com/socksforcocksband.
Ah, all right.
So he's ended up, probably the internet 7, Tony 2, hasn't it? After the 3-2.
Sounds about right, yeah.
It's a thrashing anyway, Tony.
Yeah.
And this is A Noodle for Udo.
mistake. I so much shit I'm gonna take. I'm sick of all this in Jamaica, man. I'll hide your gutter brain. So now it's time to say goodbye. You'll never see me anymore.
Oh, hey. In a cabin. Down by a canyon. Bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Socks for Cocks, Tony, and A Noodle for Udo. And we are going to play another track by Socks for Cocks in the next few weeks as well.
Okay.
I think it's been a right old good laugh fun show this week, Tony. But you know what? I would hate to go the whole show without hearing one more time.
What's that?
You doing Leighton Buzzard?
Leighton Buzzard?
Ah, oh, beautiful. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Leighton Buzzard.